Hey, a guy who's also watching golf, but is actually there at Augusta, watching the golf at the Masters, is Adam Stanley. How are you this morning, Adam?
Very well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, reading your stuff on Sportsnet, you write a story about McIlroy and also about Adam Hadwin. So Adam making the cut, that's great. Tell us how things are with Adam.
Yeah, I mean, great news for Canadian golf. Kind of a nice good news story to see Adam Hadwin make the cut in his Masters debut. But you've been following Adam's year. It shouldn't really come as a surprise, despite the fact that this is his first time around Augusta National. I mean, the guy shot 59 earlier this year. He won his first PGA Tour tournament a couple weeks ago. He got married the week after that. He settled on his first house with his new wife just a few days ago as well. So both professionally and personally, everything is just going really well for Adam Hadwin right now. So he kind of had a little bit of a boring day yesterday through 16 holes, one birdie, one bogey. And then he admitted to me and reporters yesterday that, you know, he kind of let himself go mentally. He was starting to think cut line. He was starting to think about, you know, being within 10 shots of the lead. And he kind of got ahead of himself, made a couple of bad swings on 17, made a double bogey, but managed to really grind out a nice par save on 18 to make the cut by a shot. So he's very happy to have two more days here at Augusta National playing. This week was supposed to be his honeymoon with his wife, and they had to cancel it, postpone it for him to come and play in this golf tournament. So certainly two more rounds at Augusta made that decision a little bit easier to swallow. But of course, he's very happy to be here and playing two more rounds. And he feels good. He was awfully tired yesterday, but was looking forward to a bit of a sleep in today and then getting back out there and trying to take advantage of some easier scoring conditions.
You know, Adam, it's interesting when you look at two players in this field. They're both rookies in their first Masters, and one being Adam, as we talk about, and the other being Thomas Peters, and really fairly parallel careers, other than, you know, Thomas having that Ryder Cup experience. And I find it kind of interesting that, you know, as a Canadian, we're, if you want to call it, shocked or surprised that Adam has made the cut when we should be taking a more direct look at this. And Adam Hadwin has arrived as one of the best players in the world, and the way that his career has kind of taken a step forward in the last probably 5 or 6 months, we should be expecting these type of results out of him and being able to compete in major championships now.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think Adam Hadwin, you know, has just kind of gone along the path of professional golf at the regular pace. I mean, the guys like Jordan and Ricky and you know, Rory, I could go on. They're anomalies. Adam Hadwin won at junior golf, amateur golf, at college. He won on the Canadian Tour, he won on the Web Tour, and now he's won on the PGA Tour, and he's 28 years old. And that's how it's supposed to be done. And yes, I think Thomas Peters, a little bit younger, tied for the lead. He did have that Ryder Cup experience, which certainly probably served him well this week, competing in his first Masters, where Adam Hadwin hasn't had any of that world stage experience. But winning on the PGA Tour has certainly helped his attitude. And he's played so steady, and he's one of the best putters on the tour if you look at the stats. And you're right. I mean, just because he made the cut, hey, that's great. This is his first Masters. But these are the kinds of results that we should definitely be expecting from Adam Hadwin moving forward.
And also Mike Weir, obviously had a big influence on the two Canadians. You know, Mackenzie Hughes missing the cut, but, you know, it only makes him want to come back all the more next time. Mike obviously missing the cut as well, but still having some influence on those young Canadians.
Yeah, they played a practice round, all three of them together, on Tuesday. And Mackenzie Hughes told me that they basically asked at least 100 questions of Mike. And why not? I mean, 2003 Masters champion. I think this was his 18th Masters. So the guy has been around the block here, and he's won. He's reached the top of the mountain. So he really knows the tricks and the ins and the outs, especially around the greens. Obviously, it didn't work out all that well for Mackenzie Hughes this week. He got kind of the bad luck of the draw. This week, he was definitely playing in much tougher conditions both Thursday and Friday, but certainly more motivated than ever to come back and take care of some unfinished business at Augusta National, he said. And yeah, Mike kind of had a pretty steady conclusion to his Thursday round, made seven straight pars, was kind of in the mix to make the cut, Had he shot around even today, he would have done just that. But it was tough out there. The winds were swirling. It was really unpredictable. And the greens were quite quick, and he just couldn't pull anything together. He admitted to me afterwards, though, that he's going to play with no real PGA Tour status for the rest of this year. He's going to play about 8 events over on the European Tour and likely play the RBC Canadian Open as well. So he's got a place to play later on this year. He's going to go to some places he's never been to before, and he's looking forward to that. And he says he feels good health-wise, and he looks good, and he's just excited to be back out there competing once again.
So this week's got off to a bit of a bizarre start with Dustin Johnson having to withdraw from the tournament. But, you know, this tournament and Augusta National never, you know, ceases to amaze any golf fan out there, never mind just sports fans in general. So many unbelievable stories that are unfolding going into this weekend. And as you talk about the changing conditions, Augusta National more so is probably going to bare its teeth more than it did the first 2 days as this golf course starts to dry out and gets firmer and faster. And, you know, around the media tent, what is the, you know, I know there's a lot of stories out there, but what is the key story that the press are really kind of grabbing a hold of right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two really prominent stories right now as we move into today's third round. Definitely the golf course's conditions. I mean, we had more than one person tell us yesterday that the greens were borderline. They were really getting almost close to unplayable. There was moments where balls were marked and then the balls were put down and they were kind of moving ever so slightly, so they had to wait again. So Augusta probably put a little layer of water on them tonight. It's not going to be as windy today and tomorrow. It's supposed to be actually pretty benign out there, and weather is going to be very good. So weather, unlike the first 2 days, is not really going to be much of a factor. So we'll see as this golf course dries out if they're going to kind of push where the greens can go. So we're going to have to check that out over the next 2 days. And then also just the ageless wonders, I think, is a big story going into the weekend. Yeah. We look at Phil Mickelson at 46 years old, tied for 10th, I believe, playing with Jordan Spieth today. We look at Fred Couples, almost 60 years old, playing with John Rahm, I believe, who wasn't even born when he won the Masters in 1992. And then there's almost another 60-plus-year-old, Larry Mize, who makes the cut as well this week. And you just kind of look at those names and you think, you know, Augusta National, this is the kind of place where those guys who have been there, done that, will continue to have success. And it's as the press gets to see these names, and certainly as the patrons get to see these names as well, a lot of them a little bit older, it kind of throws it back to, you know, a youthful time for them. And it's so much fun. And to see, you know, a crowd of pretty much older people, both men and women, following Freddie Couples, it was a tremendous sight to see yesterday. And they're all so great with the patrons. So the two stories over today and tomorrow, definitely the weather and the golf course, and then just seeing how deep these guys who are 45 plus, almost 60, how deep they can go.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun, and that's part of the magic of the Masters. And checking out your Twitter feed here, Adam_Stanley, I'm reminded, I see this picture of you on the 12th hole at Augusta, because you got in the media draw last year. You got to play at Augusta. Now, the question I have is, are you in the draw again this year, or do they rule you out?
No, I have to wait for 7 more years.
Oh, 7?
So, as long as Sportsnet keeps sending me back, we're not going to be in that draw again until about 2022 or something like that. So we'll wait with bated breath.
No worry. You've been there, done that.
Got to give Weeksy a chance anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, so when you're out there on the course and you're walking around, are there many Canadian? Do you run into many Canadian fans? I know a lot of people go down, but I don't know if they're obvious. But do you see them out there?
Actually, you know, it's funny. They are pretty obvious. you can tell who's Canadian, because over the last 2 days, when it's been you know, less than 10 degrees Celsius, they were the ones wearing shorts.
Yes.
Usually paired with a Blue Jays hat or something. I haven't seen any hockey jerseys yet, but I will say Adam Hadwin's brother and a bunch of his friends, they were out there wearing T-shirts that had Team Canada on the front, and then they said Hadwin and 59 on the back. And they looked kind of like Toronto Blue Jays jerseys. So, you know, there's a lot of Jays hats. There's a lot of hardy Northerners, whether they be from the States or Canada, wearing shorts in some quite chilly weather. And then I've been kind of scrolling through the Twitter feed, and I'm seeing that there's going to be a couple people from Saskatchewan tomorrow wearing Saskatchewan Rough Riders jerseys. They're everywhere. So yeah, I mean, you can see the Canadians, and you know, they'll either read your media badge or see what hat you've got on, and everyone kind of gives each other a smile and a bit of a thumbs up. And it's a neat experience because the Augusta National is one of those temples of sport, and to just kind of bond with a fellow countryman or countrywoman, it's a lot of fun. So yeah, you can definitely see the Canadians and where they are. And with Adam having made the cut, if you're a Canadian and you're here at Augusta, you're definitely going to want to follow him for a little bit today. So when I'm out there, I'm sure I'll see some other Canadians as well.
Yeah, well, that's great to see a Canadian flag on there, obviously. And you look at the top of the leaderboard, and it shows the international flavor of the Masters. You know, there are a couple of Americans, Ricky Fowler and Charlie Hoffman, but then there's Sergio Garcia from Spain and Thomas Peters from Belgium, tied for the lead. So just before we go here, Adam, just from your, you know, just being around there and seeing the flow of things, who do you favor going into getting the green jacket on Sunday?
You know, as of right now, I like Jordan Spieth. I like where he's at. In terms of leaderboard, he's chasing. This is the first time that he's been doing that. He usually leads from the, and that's what's been going on for his last couple Masters. But the fact that he's got to really put the pedal down and chase, I think that's going to be a really interesting storyline. So I like Jordan to come from the back of the pack a little bit, and don his second green jacket come tomorrow evening.
Well, I also think that you're picking Spieth just to point out again that, he got a 7 on 12 last year, and you birdied it.
Exactly. I mean, he hasn't been talking to me about how to play that golf hole yet, and I've been waiting. But
this will be Adam's claim to fame forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He could write a bestseller tomorrow, and that birdie on 12 after Jordan 7 is still going to be rank higher.
That's great, yeah. I had to bring that up. Anyway, well, listen, thanks a lot for joining us, Adam. All the best. Enjoy the last 2 days. They're going to be, as usual, spectacular.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy.